A group of more than 100 Japanese lawmakers Friday visited the Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo, which honours Japan's war dead, including several convicted war criminals. The visit prompted anger in China from a foreign ministry spokesperson.
Once again, we solemnly urge Japan to abide by its commitment and promise to deeply examine history and take real measures to win the trust of Asian neighbors and the international community.
The tension comes as the two countries dispute the ownership of offshore islands known as the Senkaku in Japan and the Diaoyu in China. Opening a new session of Japan's parliament last week, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made national security a central pillar of his policy reform.
We must not look away from the reality of an increasingly severe security situation in the region. I will proceed with a realistic security policy and diplomacy.
Japan has developed what it terms self-defense forces, but relies on its alliance with the United States for its overall security. That reliance is out of date, says nationalist author Hideaki Kase.
We are now witnessing the rising American isolationism, so we can no longer place 100% trust in U.S. willingness defend us.
Compared to the U.S., China's military power is expanding rapidly, says Shinichi Kitaoka, former ambassador to the U.N. and a key advisor to Prime Minister Abe.
Not only the rapid rise of military budget, their activities are sometimes irregular and seems to us challenging to the status quo by force, which is very dangerous.
Japanese warships are currently deployed in anti-piracy operations off Somalia. Should Allied warships come under attack, Japan's constitution forbids its forces from coming to their aid. Advisor Kitaoka says Japan must reinterpret its constitution and lift the self-imposed ban on the right to exercise collective self-defense.
If we have to respond to all the threats by individual effort alone, then we probably have to have a big military. So the collective right to self-defense is not dangerous, or rather it is a safer way to the peace.
But not everyone in Japan supports reinterpreting Japan's pacifist constitution.
I am 100% against all war. So if you change the constitution, I worry that there's a possibility that war would happen again. So that's why I'm against it.
Prime Minister Abe insists that allowing Japan to play a greater role in global security will promote regional peace. But fear persists among its neighbours that Japan has yet to heed the lessons of its past. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.